Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Gimel, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Bameh Dvorim Amur. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzar V'Ashiv. So we're moving along in Perek Cheskes HaBatim. Believe it or not, the Gemara is still being Mefarish, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah mentioned a whole list of situations where even if there seems to have been a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, still Ein Lohem Chazok. The Mishnah concluded and said, quote, "Bamedvar Mamurim Bemachzik, Avu Benoisein Matana VeHaAchin Shecholku VeHaMachzik Benichse Yager." Then Noal VeGodar Uparatz Kolshu. So says the Mishnah, after it mentions all the people that are in Lahem Chazaka, that Bamed Var Mamurim, when was this said? B'machzik, with regards to a machzik. But if somebody gives someone a gift, or if you have brothers that are dividing a Yerusha, or if someone wants to acquire Nechse Ager, which are Hefker, then Noal V'godar Uparatz Kolshu. If somebody would be either Noal, which means he would build a door, the Godar, make a fence, uparatz, or breach a fence that's already there, kosho even a little bit, harezu chazaka, this would be a chazaka. Now, when you read the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it sounds like the Bamedvar Mamurim, which is the safe of the Mishnah, is qualifying the first part of the Mishnah, which discussed all the people that are in Lem Chazaka, stating that the Rashbam says very clearly on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that really the Bamedvar Mamurim is not only referring back to the Reisha of the Mishnah, rather it's referring back to the entire Perek Cheskas HaBatim, meaning Bamedvar Mamurim that you would need to be machzik in a field for 3 years. And the Marakama would have to have known about it and not be moicha. In order for this to be established as yours, that's be machzik. However, if somebody wants to give somebody a gift, or if you have brothers that are dividing an estate, or if somebody wants to acquire nechse ager, which a hefker, then you don't need 3 years. Rather, no, gadur uparatz kol shehu harezu chazaka. In other words, the whole concept of needing 3 years is when you're going up against the Marakama, as the Gemara is going to explain. If, however, everybody's on the same page, everybody is working in unison, there's no machloikis, somebody wants to give somebody a gift, brothers want to divide an estate, or you just very innocently want to acquire an estate of Hefker, then you wouldn't have to make a chazaka for 3 years. Rather, Nal Gadar Uparatz, you do one Maisa Kinyan, one Maisa Chazaka, even if it's a kolshu. Harezu chazaka, that in and of itself would be okay. So the Gemara now is going to begin by explaining a little bit the last part of the Mishnah. We sort of explained it, but the Gemara is going to go through the exercise in real time and arrive to where we just arrived. Says the Gemara, "Bamedvar mamurim b'machzik, aval benoisei matana v'ha'achin shecholku v'chulu." Freak the Gemara. Atu kol hani da'amrinon lav b'nei chazaka ninu. Now the question that the Gemara begins with is a very subtle question. It's a grammatical question. The Mishnah says, "Bamedvar mamurim b'machzik." When is there a din 3 years when you're making a chazaka? Aval, however, benoisei matana v'achin shecholku v'machzik v'nichsei ager, then no gadur uparatz kolshu harezu chazaka. Bamedvar mamurim b'machzik sounds like whenever you make a chazaka, you need 3 years. Then the Mishnah says there are times that you don't need 3 years, and when is that? If you're receiving a gift, or hachin shecholku, or you're being machzik b'nechse ager, because there, even if you're not gadur uparatz kolshu, it's going to be a chazaka. Meaning, it sounds like it's shayach to have a chazaka from the seif of the Mishnah, even without 3 years. That's okay. There could be a chazaka that's 3 years, there could be a chazaka that's not 3 years. But the Gemara's dicta question is that from the Reisha of the Mishnah, it doesn't sound that way. Because from the Reisha of the Mishnah, it sounds like Bamedvar Mamurim B'machzik, as if they say every time you're being machzik, you need 3 years. Then the Mishnah says there's a musig of making a chazaka even without 3 years, meaning it's possible to be machzik in less than 3 years. So again, it's a dicta question. From the Bamedvar Mamurim B'machzik, it sounds like every machzik needs 3 years. And then we say Avol, it's possible to be a machzik even for less than 3 years. So what does this even mean? You have to just do a little bit of an edit and everything is going to work out. Medvar mamurim. What the Mishnah really meant to say was, not medvar mamurim b'machzik, that every machzik needs 3 years. But rather, medvar mamurim b'chazoka sheyeshi mataino. When there's a chazoka sheyeshi mataino, then you have to have 3 years. Now, when you see the words chazoka sheyeshi mataino and you're 18 or so blot into Perek Cheskes Abatim, so what's your immediate reaction? 18. 25 black or so into Cheskes Abatim. So Chazoka Sheini Mataino is all the lumdis from the beginning of the Perek. Stating that, Rashbam says a koloimar here. He says that really Chazoka Sheini Mataino doesn't mean that the machzik has a taino, but what it means is an irashieshi mataino. And what the Mishnah is saying is that when there's a ma'arer against your Chazoka, and that ma'arer has a taino, what's his taino? Ich bin the marakam. Kugoin, for example, moicheroim aloy mocharti. Then the halach is you have to have 3 years. But let's say there's no ma'arer, there's no one that's arguing. Kigoin, for example, everybody's working together, somebody wants to give somebody a gift, or brothers want to divide an estate, or somebody wants to acquire nechzei ager, where all you want to do is make a kinyan, no one's contesting it, no one's putting up a fight, then the halacha is na'al godar Paratz Kolshu Harezu Chazaka. As long as you do a little bit of a kinyan, there the Chazaka is going to be a Chazaka. In other words, with the Chasurei Mechzer, we arrive at the Pshat that we began the daf with, that the Rashbam spoke out in the Mishnah, and that is, when is there a halacha that Chazaka requires 3 years? That's when you want to have a Cheskas Raya. That's when you're going up against a Marakama, and you're claiming that you bought the field from the Marakama, or the Marakama gave it to you as a gift, and you don't have a shtar. So then the halacha is Cheskes Gimel Shonim, in the first half of Perek Cheskes Abatim. If, however, you want to acquire a piece of property, whether it's through a gift, or whether you're acquiring it via dividing a Yerusha, or you're being machzik benechse ager, which is hefker, then you can establish a chazaka. It's the same word chazaka, but there you could do it immediately, because that chazaka is a different type of chazaka. That chazaka is a cheskas kinyan. The chazaka of Cheskes Abatim is a Cheskes Raya. The Chazaka, where you want to acquire something via Chazaka, is a Cheskes Kinyan. Cheskes Raya requires 3 years. Cheskes Kinyan works immediately, and that's the distinction that the Mishnah is making when it says Bamedvar Mamurim. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Hoshia Bekedushin Debei Levi. So Rav Hoshia said over a Braisa that Levi had taught in Mesechtes Kedushin. Now, this braisa is negeya halachos of kinyonim. Why would Levi in Mesechtes Kedushin have been talking about kinyonim? So if you ever learn Mesechtes Kedushin, you know why. Because Mesechtes Kedushin begins with Isha Niknes, and then the Mishnayos digress and talk about how you acquire an Eved, and how you acquire this, and how you acquire that. So really, ground zero for all the sugyas of Kinyanim is in Mesechtes Kedushin. But either way, Tani Rav Hoishniyo B'Kedushin Debei Levi. Na'agadu Paratz Kol Shehu. If somebody was Na'agadu Paratz, again, he wants to acquire a piece of property, and the way he's going to acquire the piece of property is with Cheskes Kinyan. And what are the classic forms of Cheskes Kinyan? Na'al, you erect a door. Godar, you make a fence. Paratz, you breach a fence. Any one of these things are forms of Chazaka, as per the Mishnah. Which, incidentally, the Gemara is going to get into a lot more in the course of the daf. But either way, the Braisa said, Na'al godar paratz kolshu, bithanav. If it's done in the presence of the Noisa Matano, or the presence of the Moicher for now, Harezu Chazak, it's going to be a Chazaka. Befonov in, Shaloi Befonov Loi, and it sounds like that it Dafka has to be Befonov, but if it's Shaloi Befonov, then it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara asks it as a Kasha. Does that make sense, right? Befonov in, Shaloi Befonov Loi, Bitmi, Omar Rava, so Rava said, Hachikomer. This is the way you have to understand this Bryce. Befonov, if it's done Befonov, then Loi Tzarech Lamemele, Lei Chazek Vikne. So in the event that somebody wants to acquire karka and it's befonov, for now, let's say it was befnei hamoicher. The Gemara is going to talk about it in a minute. But let's say somebody's selling somebody a piece of property and the mode of acquisition is through chazaka. So then, if the moicher is befonov, the moicher would not have to tell the lekeach, the acquirer, leik chazek v'kne. Shaloi befonov, however, let's say the Moicher is not befonov. Tzarech lemeimale leich chazek v'kne. He would have to say leich chazek v'kne. So again, there was this braisa that said, Nol gadar paretz kolshu b'fon of harezu chazaka. So the Gemara says, what, Nol gadar paretz has to be in the presence of the meicher? Why should it have to be in the presence of the meicher? Amar Rava, Rava said as follows, Avada kinyin chazaka doesn't have to be b'fnei the meicher. Stating that, there's a nafgemina lahalacha with regards to kinyin chazaka, if it's b'fnei the meicher or if it's not b'fnei the meicher. If it's b'fnei the meicher, then the meicher does not have to explicitly state leik chazek v'kni. If it's shaloi b'fnei ha-meicher, then the meicher would have to explicitly state leik chazek v'kni. What's the point? The point is that in order for a chazaka to work, you have to be 100% sure that the meicher signed off on it. And this is something that he's okay with. Meaning, even if there was already an agreement for the sale to take place, Rashbam says better. Could be even if you got the money. Meaning, we know that kesef sometimes is kaina, but sometimes it's not kaina. So even if you got the money, that in and of itself would not negate the fact that in order for kinyan chazaka to work, you would need a very clear, definitive sign-off from the meicher, where he says, I want you to acquire this with a chazaka. So how do you have a sign-off? You say, leich chazek v'kni. And if he says, leich chazek v'kni, go make a chazaka and be kaina, then everything is gewaldic. Okay, but what if the person did not say leich chazek v'kni? Then, b'fonav, if you go and you make the chazaka and the meicher shaisik, so that's the equivalent of him telling you leich chazek v'kni, shtika kaida, and in that case it's going to work as well. So there's no din that the chazaka has to be b'fonav. However, if it's not b'fonav, then the meicher would have to say leich chazek v'kni. If, however, it's b'fonav, there's an afkemina over there, he would not have to say leich chazek v'kni. Zok the Gemara. Boy, Rav had a shayla. Matonahech. What would be the loch with regards to a matonah? Meaning this brayson. No gadu paratz kolshu b'fonav harezu chazaka. And we just explained that what does it mean b'fonav harezu chazaka? B'fonav, you don't have to say leich chazek v'kni, but shloi b'fonav, you would have to say leich chazek v'kni. It's for sure talking about a mecher. Rav wanted to know, is it also talking about a matonah, or is it not talking about a matonah? So what's the case? The case is where somebody told someone else, I'm going to give you a matonah. I'm giving you this piece of property as a matana. Okay, you have to acquire it. So, how am I going to acquire it? I'm going to do a nol gadu paratz. I'm going to make a cheskas kinyan. The question is, does it have to be b'fonav, or does it not have to be b'fonav? Or, the way the Gemara explained it, does the noisa matana have to say leich hazek v'kni, or does he not have to say leich hazek v'kni? This was Rav Shaila. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel said, Mighty boy leila abba. I heard abba, Rav, clearing this question, I don't even know what the question is. Hashto, and he made a kavuchem. Uma mecher de koyov leizuzi. Iyamalei leichazek v'kni in iloy loy. Madach, when it comes to a mecher, where the mecher is getting something in return, right? When you sell something, you get something in return. You get money. Afal pikein, despite the fact that you're breaking even on the transaction. The loikeach can't assume that he can acquire this with a chazaka unless he was instructed to. Unless there was a leichazek v'kni, or if it was befanav. So if that's the case, as it relates to a mecher matana, where you're not getting anything in return, like culture gain, certainly the person doesn't mean to get the matana unless he beforeish says it. Madach a mecher, where I'm getting something in return, you can't acquire it unless I say the words leich hazek v'kni. Certainly that has to be the case by matana. So the Gemara says, what was Rav Shaila? For Rav Sava, Rav thought, man diyav matana, ba'ayin yofa yohav. That when a person gives a matana, he gives it ba'ayin yofa. When somebody sells something, could be selling it begrudgingly. Lav dafka, it's ba'ayin yofa. But when you give a matana, it's ba'ayin yofa. And if that's the case, as soon as you say you're going to give a matana, it could be the mekabel matana has a right to go now and be machzik in it, even if you didn't utter the magic words, leich chazek v'kni. So it's a little counterintuitive. By mecher, you're getting money in return. True, but you're doing it begrudgingly. By matana, you're getting nothing in return, but you're doing it with the ganze heart. You're doing it with rotzen, like in yesterday's raid. Over there's a willingness. There's an ayin yofa. And because there's an ayin yofa, over there it's going to be different. The Rashbam speaks out, what did Shmuel hold? Shmuel doesn't agree, man diyav matana ba'ayin yofa yav. Right? Shmuel didn't understand Rav's question. Madach by mecher, you have to say leich hazek v'kni. Certainly by matana, you should have to say leich hazek v'kni. So the Rashbam says, ayin gishmak. The Rashbam says, avada Shmuel agrees to the principle of man diyav matana ba'ayin yofa yav. But that just means when you actually give the matana, it's ba'ayin yofa. Over here, you didn't give it yet. Over here, you only said you're going to give it. Tzizog and libobin, kosnish kan geld, right? Just because you said you're going to give it doesn't mean that you're going to give it. So when you give it, then we assume the matana was given ba'ayin yofa. Incidentally, the Rashbam speaks at an example of man de yohad matana ba'ayin yofa. Ayin Yafa Yod, in contrast to Mecher. His example is a Gemara that we just had. And that is that if a husband sells his Nechasim to his wife, so she acquires it, it's considered Nechasim Aluk, and the Baal Zoichel Peiris. But if he gives a Matana, so then the Alach is the Baal doesn't have his Chos Achilas Peiris. Why? Because Man Diyon Matana Bayin Yafa Yod. When you gave the gift to your wife, you gave it Bayin Yafa, and you gave her not only the Karen, but you gave her the Peiris as well. But Zokter Ashbam, Shmuel knows this principle, but he holds that it's only true when you physically give the matana. Over here, you only said you're going to give the matana. So lav dafka, you can invoke this halach. Either way, the Mishnah said, no godu uparatz kol shehu. The halach is havi chazakas. Let's just stop for 1 second. What does it mean, no godu uparatz? So the taich means, no'al, you made a door. Godar, you made a fence. Parat, you breached the fence. These are all forms of kinyan chazaka. Why would these be forms of kinyan chazaka? Because the taich of kinyan chazaka, and really, to a greater degree, the taich of all kinyanim is that I'm showing and I'm acting and I'm behaving as if ich bin balabus. And when you do that, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's how kinyanim work. You know, you kind of something by chazaka, you walk into the field and you act as if this field is yours. And when you do that, you are kinyan. Now, if somebody else owns it, he would have to have das makna, mecher, matana. If it's hefker, oh, that's machzik benachsei aget. Then you could acquire it even without a das makna. But the point is that the gedder of kinyan chazaka is that you prav a balabus. That in and of itself makes you the owner. That's the aside of kinyan chazaka. So really what the Mishnah is saying is that if you're not a god of a parat, a kol shu, that is showing bailus, and if that is showing bailus, that would be a form of kinyan chazaka. Now, the truth is, we'll see in the course of the balance of the daf and into tomorrow's daf, that doesn't have to be nal gadar uparat in order for a person to make a chazaka in karka. Because really, the yisoid is, like we just said, it's just showing that you're the bailam. So you could do it by being nal gadar uparat, so you could do it in some other form. The Mishnah's examples are nal gadar uparat, and that's why they go down in the vernacular as the oifen of how you make a kinyan chazak in karka. But it's not exclusively nal gadu uparatz. It's really the principle that underlies nal gadu uparatz. You're behaving as if you own this property, and any time you behave as if you own the property, that in and of itself is kinyan chazak. Now, the Mishnah said nal gadu uparatz kol shehu is enough for it to be a chazaka. So the Gemara says, v'kama kol shehu, what is an example of kol shehu? Now, if you would ask me, v'kama kol shehu, I would say, I don't know, kishmoy kachi, right? Kol shehu means kol shehu. But it's clear that the Gemara held that even though it says in the Mishnah kol shehu, it can't literally mean a kol shehu. It has to be something on some level of significance. So the Gemara says, kiddush shmul, shmul explained it. Amash shmul, shmul said, godar, as it relates to the godar of no godar uparatz. If somebody was godar together, meaning he erected a fence, v'hishlimay la'asar. So the fence was already there. And this person now goes into the field, and he made it a little bit bigger. How much bigger? Hishlimay la'asara. He completed the shear, so now it's 10 tvachim. So this fence had already been there before this person came, and he made it a little bit bigger, he made it 10 tvachim. Uparatz, pirtza, kidei sheyikonis v'yetzibah. And as it relates to the definition of paratz kolshu, it means he made a breach so that people can now go in and out through this fence, right? So you have the fence with the hole in it, and you know you bend a little bit, and you're able to get in and out. So if somebody went ahead and he made that pirtza, harezu chazaka, that's going to be a chazaka. So Shmuel already explained it, but the Gemara is going to now give a pirish leperusha yishal Shmuel. The Gemara is going to explain it a little bit more. Hay geder heichidami. So again, Shmuel said, what's an example of godar kolshu? There was already a geder, and you were mashlum la'asar. So let's try to understand this a little bit better. This fence, was it a fence that, even though it was less than 10 tefachim, but at the same time, it was impossible to get into the field because the fence was protecting it. Meaning, was this a fence 9 tefachim, but at the same time protecting? And now that you were mashlim la'asara, it's still a fence. Meaning, it was a fence before doing its job, and it's a fence now doing its job. Well, if that's the case, my offer, why should that be a kinyan? It's very nice you were mashlim et la'asara, which, by the way, has significance in Hilchos Shabbos and in Erevin and in Sukkah, right? There are places where a mechitza that's 10 tefachim has significance. Hilchos Kalayim, but that's not what we're learning. We're learning Bava Basra now. And we're learning that I did something meaningful to this field. Well, if the fence was a fence when it was 9 tvachim and it's a fence when it's 10 tvachim that I don't even see, says the Gemara, why it should matter. Well, the Mikara have a salkila, vashtiloi salkila. Maybe the case is that when it was 9 tvachim, it wasn't doing its job. You were able to go right over it. Now already it's doing its job. Well, the Gemara says if that's the case, tuva avad, then why are you referring to it as a kolshu? It's not a kolshu. It's actually tuva. Now, if you'd ask me, I would say it's a kolshu because you added a kolshu. It was a little bit of labor, right? Physically, you added a little bit. Yeah, but the Gemara says that's not the way you would assess the sheer of what it is you did. At the end of the day, if you created a geder for all intents and purposes, because up until this point, it was salkila, wasn't doing its job, so it's not a kolshu, tuva avad. So the Gemara says, I don't say, there's 9, 10, I'm not chapping, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, you have to say the case was as follows. The Mikara havi salkila berafcha. Previously, you were able to get by. However, you were able to get by Berach. It was so easy to jump over the fence and do whatever you had to do. Now you can still get by, but it's going to be a little bit less comfortable. So you made a difference, but it wasn't so significant. It wasn't like previously you can get right over it, and now you can't. That would be not a kosher. You were able to get in earlier, you're able to get in now, but it's doing a little bit of a better job than it was doing previously, and it's for that reason. It's for that reason it's considered a kolshu, and that's what Shmuel meant when he said, Godar geder v'hishlimu la'asar. Now, before you go weiter, the Rashbam asks the very obvious question. Shmuel said, what's the taich of Godar kolshu? The taich is where you were Godar geder v'hishlimu la'asar. There was a fence, and you went, and you were mashlimit la'asar. And the Gemara says, I understand what's happening. Oh, the case was where you were able to get in berafcha, now you're only able to get in beducha. So what does that have to do with hishlimi la'asara? Right, hishlimi la'asara threw us for a little bit of a loop. We thought we were going to go down the Erevin road now. But really, la'olam has nothing to do with that. As was mavur from the Gemara's kasha, and is as mavur from the Gemara's teretz. So freit the Rashbam, now that you understand what Shmuel's saying, why are we talking about less than 10, more than 10? Doesn't sound like 10 has anything to do with anything. And the Rashbam says, enuchinami. 10 really has nothing to do with anything. So why do we mention 10? Urcha de milsa nakat, because that's usually the way it is. Usually if it's less than 10, it's something that's not going to be significant. And once it's 10 tvachim, it already is shma mechitza. It has some sort of significance. But the way the Gemara explains Shita Shmuel, the Hishlimo La'asara, is very much an arbitrary number. It's very much Lav Dafka. Either way, moving along. Shmuel explained Godar, and he also explained Paratz. What was the example of Godar? Hishlimo La'asara. What's Paratz? Kadeshi Yikonis V'yetziba. You went ahead and you made a Pirtza, Kadeshi Yikonis V'yetziba. And again, it sounds like there was already a Pirtza there. You were Paratz Kolshu, you just added to it, but that is considered the kosher, and again, the significance is now all of a sudden you can come and go. So the Gemara says, I understand. What's the situation where previously there was a big enough hole in the fence that if you wanted to go through it, you were able to, and now you could also go through it. My other, then you didn't really accomplish anything. So what do you do? You didn't create anything. So why should that be a kinyavel? Maybe the case was where there was a piritza earlier, true, but you weren't able to get through. And now you made a piritza and you are able to get through. Well, if that's the case, tuva avad, then it's not kolshu, then it's already tuva. So the Gemara says, like, tzricha, the case is the mikara av ailuba beduchka vashta ailuba berafka, same exact text. Where previously you were able to get through, but it was beduchka, would have been a little bit challenging. Now you can get through berafka, now it's a little bit easier to get through, which is the inverse, by the way, of the geder. But the point is, previously you were able to get in geschmiert, now it's going to be a little bit more challenging. Previously you were able to get in a more challenging way, now you're able to get in a more geschmiert way. That is something. It's only a kolshu, it's not a game changer, but it is something, and that is what paratz kolshu means, says the Gemara. Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yochanan, nosan tsror v'hoyo. What if somebody took a rock and he put it into a fence, v'hoyo, and it made a difference? Or not al tsror v'hoyo. Or somebody removed a rock from a fence, and again, it made a difference. Harezu chazaka, it's going to be a chazaka. High level, nosan tsror v'hoyo sounds like godar, not al tsror v'hoyo sounds like paratz, but it's irrelevant. The point is, if you're nosan tsror, it's considered a chashivos, and therefore, it's a form of kinyan. And if you're not al tsror, it's also a chashivos. It's a form of kinyan. So the Gemara says, my nasa, my nata. Let's understand these cases again, the nuance a little bit better. Ilay min nasa an tsror, v'sachar mayer mina. When we say nasa an tsror, was the case where there was a field that you were looking to acquire, and there was a fence, and the fence had a breach in it. And there was water coming, and this water that was coming was about to flood this field. Why? Because there was a hole inside the fence. So you went and you took a rock, the Sachar, Mayamina, and you plugged it so that water won't be able to get into it. Okay. And Natatzrar, the case of Natatzrar was the Afik Mayamina, where there was a field that was overflowing with water and there was no drainage. There was no way to get the water out. So what you did was, and it's very clever, you removed a rock from the fence. So now there's a hole. So now there's a way for the water to get out so that you save the field. If that's what happened, I mean, that sounds like a major league act of showing bias, right? But the Gemara says, "Hay mavriach harim minichse chaverahu." That should not be a chazaka, because you know what that is? You're being mavriach harim minichse chaver. It's not your field. So whoever's field it is, you're being mavriach and harim. Literally, you're making a lion go away from this field. It's kedai to see the Rashbam inside. Dibra maschel hay mavriach ari. Six lines from the bottom. Halamaza doim. You want to know what this would be compared to? Lemeshev avedo. This person is being mekayim the mitzvah vashavas avedo. The chol yisrael mitzuvim lahatzel mamun chavirei min hezek. Because every single yid has a responsibility, has an obligation to save his friend's money. The ein kori chazok. And that's not what a chazok. You know when something's called a chazok? Is when you do a maisa where you just improve the property. This act is not an act of improving the property. This act is an act of saving the property. And being that this is an act of saving the property, this is a whole different type of act. And over here, it's not going to be considered a chazaka. Chazaka is when you improve the property. But if we deem that what you just did is being matzel and being mekayim a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, then we can't also interpret that act as being a maisa. Kinyan Ellis, the case must be something else. Nasan Tzur, the case of Nasan Tzur is the tzomadla maya. A person put a rock inside a breach that was inside a field, and the reason he did it is because there was water inside the field and he wanted the water to stay in the field. So the case was not where water is coming from the outside, let me plug it to be matzel, mom and chaver. No, the case is this water and it's getting out. And as a result, the field is not being saturated properly. It's not being irrigated properly. So what he did was he plugged a little bit of a hole like this. The water is sitting there, it's getting absorbed. And therefore, he's able to now saturate the field property. That's not a situation where you're being matzel, mom and chaver. Right? That's not mavriya chari. All you're doing is merely improving the field. And what's the case of not altsar? The case of not altsar is the arvich lo maya, or the Rashbam's girsa is the posach lo maya. What happened was, this person was trying to water his field, and he was trying to get water from the outside to come into his field, but he had no way of getting in. So he removed a rock, and now the water is able to get in. If you do that, that's not a situation where you're saving anything. It's amavriach ari. It's merely improving someone else's property. You do that, that's a form of chazaka. And in the context of a matana, achin shechoku, machzik benechzei ager, all these things are going to be forms of chazaka. So the bottom line is, how does a person make kinyan chazaka by karka? You know al god that uparatz. The lashon of the Mishnah was kosher, which sounds like doesn't have to be super significant. Of course, if it's super significant, it's a kinyan, but doesn't have to be super significant. Even if it's a kol shu, it's going to be okay. And the Gemara gave different examples of Noal kol shu and of Paratz kol shu that are going to be kinyan. Of Zokta Gemara. Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yechon. Rav Asi sent the name Rav Yechon. Shtei Sodais, there were two fields that were side by side. Umeitzar Echad Beinayim. And there was a Meitzar that was separating these two fields. So a person wants to acquire two fields. Rashbam says that we're talking about two fields that belong to a ger, a convert, who has died. Thus, it's nechzei ager, which is hefker. So a person wants to acquire these two fields that are hefker. Fine. You go ahead, you make a chazaka, and that's the way you would acquire it. Now, these two fields were separated by a meitzar. The Rashbam, in the course of the Gemara, says that a meitzar is a piece of the field that's a little bit elevated. So the field is on one level, and the meitzar is a little bit higher. And really, the meitzar served as just a very minimal boundary to separate the two fields. Now, both fields were hefker, and this person wanted to acquire both fields. But what he did was he made a chazak in one of them, hoping that he'd be able to acquire both. Meaning, if you would make a chazak in each one of the fields individually, then we're not having this conversation. But hocha b'mayaskinon, where the person made a chazak in one, and the question is, does he get the other one? Does he get the one he made a chazak in? Like, how does this play itself out in terms of this halacha of being machzik? Now, the Rashbam says that it's clear from the memra that if there was no meitzar echad b'neyem, and they were both hefker, then for sure, if you'd make machzik in one, you would get the other one. The case is very precise. With the shtei sadois, u'meitzer echad beinem, they're separated by this meitzer. Either way, said Rabbi Yochanan, hichzik ba'achas mehem, liknoisa, the person went, and he made a chazak in one of them to acquire it. Kana, he's going to acquire that field that he made a chazak in. Liknois oisav eschaverto, what if his intention was to acquire the one that he made the chazak in, and the other one on the other side of the meitzer? Oisav kana, chaverto oikana, he's going to acquire the one that he made a chazak in, but the other one he's not going to acquire. Meaning, being that it's separated by a meitzar, so therefore, what you made a kinyan in, you're going to get, but the other one you're not going to get. Let's say it was liknois es chaverto. Let's say your intention was only to acquire the other one. So I made a chazak in this field, but I don't want to acquire this field. I only want to acquire the other one. Af oiso loikano, for sure you're not going to get the other one, because you didn't make a chazak in that one, but even the one that you made a chazak in, you're not going to get. The Rashbam says that the reason is because kinyan chazaka only works midas. You have to have kavana to acquire what it is you're being machzik in. So that if I made a chazak in this, but my kavana was something else, I end up with nothing. I don't have that other thing because I didn't make a chazak in the other thing. And I don't have this because I never had kavana to acquire this. But either way, this was the memra that Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Now, the Rashbam spoke out right in the beginning of this part of the sugya that we're talking about Nichsei Hager. Rashbam didn't explain why we're talking about Nichsei Hager, but that's what he said, unequivocally. We're talking about Nichsei Hager. The Rashbam on the top of Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maschel Oysakana, has an Arichos. It's a Rashbam that reads more like a Tosfos. And this Rashbam does explain why we're talking Dafke about Nichsei Hager. And the Rashbam says very clearly that if somebody's selling somebody 10 fields that he owns, there's no halacha that if you want to be koina the fields bechazaka, you'd have to make a chazaka in each one of the 10 fields. You could be machzik in one, and memela you could acquire the other 9. And it's based on a lashon hagemara sadna da'arachatu. And therefore, we don't look at them as 10 fields, because all the land and the world are connected, and as a result, if I make a kinyan in one, I'm memela going to acquire the other one. And therefore, when it's a mecher, there's no halacha that a meitzar in between is going to get in the way. If I make a kinyan in one field, and I have das to acquire not just this field, but all these other fields, it's going to be okay. Says Rashbam, so why is Nichsei Hager different? He says the reason it's different is because the Gemara says that even by a mecher, the only time making a kinyan in one works to acquire all of them is if you paid for all of them. So if you already paid, which you didn't necessarily have to do, but if you already paid, then the halacha is make a chazak in one, and you're automatically going to acquire all of them. If, however, you didn't pay for all of them, then this halacha is not going to be true. By nechsei hager, you never paid. It's hefker by definition. And being that you never paid, so over here, the halacha is you don't say sadna da'arachadu, because it's like gara from a mecher where you didn't pay, and that's why this halacha has to only be true in this case. Either way, so again, what were Rav Yochanan's halachas, there were two fields, there's a meitzar in between. If you're machzik in one to acquire one, well, that's easy. What's in your machzik in one to acquire that one and the one that's on the other side of the meitzar? You get the one that you were machzik in, but the other one you don't get. There's no sadna da'arachad. The meitzar is viewed as being a hefzik, and as a result, you can't get the other one. Let's say you were machzik in one with the intention of only acquiring the other one, then you're korech mikan and mikan, you're not going to get anything. But Reb Zeira, so Reb Zeira had the following question. What would be if hichzik ba'achas mehem, liknois oisa, ve'es ha'meitzah ve'es chaverta? What if this person made a chazak in one, and his intention is to acquire the field that he's being machzik in? He also wants to acquire the meitzar, and he also wants to acquire the field that's on the other side of the meitzar. You want to acquire everything. In this case, is it different or is it not different? What's the shiloh? Mir rinon, do we say meitzar da'arachadu? That the meitzar is part of the arah. So if in this case, if I also want to acquire the meitzar, then the meitzar is not a hefzik, right? When is the meitzar a hefzik? If I don't want to acquire the meitzer, maybe. I want to acquire what's on the two sides of the meitzer. Then the meitzer is a hefzik. But if I also want to acquire the meitzer, then it's as if the meitzer wasn't even there. If we look at it as being part of the karka, so then I just want to acquire one huge piece of karka. And if that's the case, l'chura, I should be able to do it. Or the mitzias is that the meitzer is a hefsek, and it's impossible to look at the two fields and the meitzer all as being one large field. And as a result, they're individual fields. So you have Rabbi Yechon's halacha that if I make a kinyan in one, I can't get the other. And the Gemara says, teiku, it's not clear what the halacha would be. Incidentally, the Rashbam speaks out that on the tzad of the Gemara, then it's poshit, then not only wouldn't you be able to acquire the field that's on the other side of the Meitzar, you wouldn't be able to acquire the Meitzar either, because that's the whole point. The point is that if you look at the Meitzar as not being part of the field, then just like if I make a kinyan on one field, I can't get the other field. If I make a kinyan on one field, I can't get the meitzer either. If I can get the meitzer, then that means the meitzer is one with the field. And if the meitzer is one with the field, then I should be able to get everything. So on the tzad of Hailuchudekai, Vahailuchudekai, it's not only the other field I'm not going to get, says the Rashbam, but you're not going to get the meitzer either. Another shiloh. Boy, Rabbi Lazar had a shiloh. Hichzik be meitzer liknoishteyen. What would be if the person made the chazaka in the meitzer gar? So he didn't make the chazak in one of the fields, he did it in the meitzer, and his das was to acquire both of the fields. What's the halacha? Do we say, hai meitzer afsara da'arahu v'kani? So the Gemara gives an interesting analogy. Do we view this meitzer as being the reins of the property? So what does it mean, the reins of the property? So animal could be acquired by making a kinyan in the reins. So if a person schleps and yanks the reins of an animal, that's a form of making a kinyan. So the Gemara is tzad that maybe the meitzar is afsra da'ara. Maybe it's the reins of the land. And if it's the reins of the land, making a kinyan in the meitzar is making a kinyan in the land. And being that this meitzar is really servicing both lands, so it's therefore a kinyan for both of the lands. The Rashbam tells Sue that if somebody wants to acquire animals and they have one afser that leads them, make a kinyan in the afser, you get all the animals. So in the same vein, you make a kinyan in the meitzer and you're going to get all the lands. Or you do more, maybe no. You don't look at the meitzer as being afser of the ara. We look at it as being independent. If it's independent, you make a kinyan in the meitzer, you get the meitzer. But you're not getting what's on the two sides of the meitzer. The Gemara says, take a similar halach. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu. Shnei batim zeh lefnei mizeh. There were two houses. One was inside of the other. So usually when you see batim, it means houses. Sometimes when you see batim, it means like apartments. It means rooms, right? So shnei batim zeh lefnei mizeh. Just to keep it simple, there were two rooms. One was inside of the other. Meaning, if you want to get from the inside room to the street, you have to go through the outside room. You want to get from the inside apartment to the street, you have to go through the outside apartment. So, says Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Baravua, Hichzik Bechitzoin, if this person went and he made a chazaka Bechitzoin in the bias hachitzoin, Liknoisoi, to acquire that bias konet, he's going to be koinet. Bias is a piece of karka, and you acquire it Bechazaka. Liknoisoi, the esapnimi. Let's say you went to the bias chitzoin, and your intention was to acquire it and to also acquire the bias pnimi, then chitzoin kono, pnimi like kono. You get the chitzoin, because then you made a chazaka, but the pnimi you're not going to get. Liknoisoi, Esapnimi. Let's say you made a chazak in the chitzoin and your intention was not to even acquire the chitzoin, but to only acquire the pnimi. So then the halach is, af chitzoin nami loikono, you're not even going to acquire the chitzoin. Again, because similar to the case of the two fields on the sides of the meitzer, you're going to end up with nothing. Hichzik bipnimi, what if you went in the reverse, you made a chazaka in the bayis apnimi, liknoisnoi, to acquire the bayis apnimi. So then the halach is kono, you're going to acquire the bayis apnimi. That's easy. Liknoisoisev es achitzoin, here we're going to veer a little bit. Let's say your intention was to acquire it and the bayis achitzoin, kono shneim, then you're going to acquire both. And the reason is, because we don't look at the chitzoin as being completely different than the pnimi. Klape the pnimi. And the reason is because the chitzoin is meshubet to the pnimi. Because you can't go from the bayis ha-pnimi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim unless you go derech the chitzoin. And it's for that reason we look at it as a shtickel of chelik of it. And it's for that reason, if you made a kinyan in the pnimi and you want to also acquire the chitzoin, you're going to acquire Shnei, yeah? Liknois, es ha-chitzoin. Let's say you went and you made a kinyan in the pnimi, and your intention was only to acquire the chitzayin, a pnimi like kana, then you're not going to be kaina even the pnimi. Meaning, if you made a kinyan in the pnimi to be kaina the pnimi and the chitzayin, then you can get both. But if you made a kinyan in the pnimi to be kaina the chitzayin, you're not getting the pnimi, right? Why are you not getting the pnimi? Because you never had das to acquire the pnimi, then you can't get the chitzayin either. Because although you can get the chitzayin agav the pnimi, but it's only when you're getting the pnimi. Over here, you're not getting the pnimi. And it's for that reason, in that case, it is not going to be okay. We are going to stop here. The Gemara is very much going to continue on this topic of being machzik b'nechzei ager, on this topic of no'al godar uparetz. We made a haschola on the sugya, and again, in the coming dafin, we are going to continue on this theme. But just to end today's daf with one ha'ara that's me'inyona d'yoyma, dover b'itay mavtoiv. That is, today is Erev Shabbos Nachamo. It's interesting, the minig Yisrael is that we make a big deal about Shabbos Nachamo. Kiddush, an extra special suda, and the question is why? It feels like it's related to the fact that Haftar is Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and we're thinking and hoping that one day that Nevuah is going to be Niskayim, B'meir B'yameinu, and in the spirit of the Haftarah of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, we make a Suda. It's interesting that this Simcha Yaseira of Shabbos Nachamu has a Makar in the Rishonim, and if you take a look at that Makar, it actually has nothing to do with Haftarah. The Ritva in Masechtes Tainis, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, is discussing the Yontif of Chamisha Aser B'Av. The Mishnah says, "Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lehoyu Yomim Toivim LiYisrael Ke Chamisha Aser B'Av Uki Yom Kippurim." Says the Ritva, quote, "Pirish Yom Kippurim Shenitnu by Luchei Shniyos." The reason that Yom Kippur was such a big deal is because that's the day that we received the Luchei Shniyos. The Tu B'Av, and the reason Tu B'Av is such a big deal, Shaboy Yodu, because on that day the Yidden realized Shakalu Meisei Midbar, that all the Meisei Midbar stopped dying B'Shnas Arbam, and it happened in the 40th year that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Umepneze, says the Ritva, Nagu Lasois Suda B'Shabes Shalachat Tisha B'Av. It's for that reason the minhag is to make a Suda on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. What we know is Shabbos Nachamu. Now, Nagu Lasoi Suda B'Shabes Shalachat Tisha B'Av. There's a Chiv Suda every Shabbos. The Teretz is, the Ritva means that Umepnezen Nagu Lasoi Suda Yisera, Suda Gedoyla. It's for that reason there's a Simcha Gedoyla. What's it related to? It's related to Tu B'Av. In other words, Tu B'Av is a Yontif. Lehoyu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael Ke Chamisha Aser B'Av Uki Yom HaKippurim. But Lehmotzinu anywhere that there's a Chiv Suda on Tu B'Av, which is interesting because every Yontif there's a Chiv to make a Suda. Chamisha Aser B'Av is Lehoyu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael Ke Chamisha Aser B'Av. And by the way, you have to take these words literally, even though this is a Yontif that's not so observed anymore. But at the same time, Lehoyu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael. So if that's the case, L'chure with father a suda. So zok the Ritva that, you know what the teretz to that is? We make a suda on the Shabbos miyad achat Tisha B'Av, and with that we yoytze the suda of Tu B'Av. Now the truth is, Shabbos after Tisha B'Av could be before Tu B'Av, like it is this year, right? It's not necessarily Tu B'Av, but at the same time, it's the day that Chazal decided they were koveya that we should make that suda for the Lehoyu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael Kechamisha Aser B'Av. In other words, Shabbos Nachamu was really, on the Rishonim level, very much related to the Yontiv of Chamisha Aser B'Av. So I just want to share with you a Ha'or Neflah, I don't say that word lightly, that I saw in the New Megadim Chadashim on Masechtes Tainis that's related to Chamisha Aser B'Av, and it's a little bit Dover B'Itai. So the Ritva over here said that why is it that it was Lehoyu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael Kechamisha Aser B'Av? It's Shaboy Yodu Shekalu Meisei Midbar B'Shnas Arbam. Because it was in that day that the Yidden realized that all the Meisei Midbar that had died for all those years actually stopped dying. Now the truth is, just as an aside, if you go through the Gemara, which is a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Tainis, it's also a Gemara that we're going to learn together in the not too distant future. It's a Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara that talks about the Yontif of Chamish Nev Asa B'Av, the Gemara asks why was it a Yontif, and the Gemara actually gives many, many reasons. One reason the Gemara says is it was Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lovei Zebezeh. The Yidden in the Midbar were not allowed to marry outside their Shevet. But on Chamish Nev Asa B'Av, it was told that on this day, moving forward, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to allow to marry even outside of your Shevet. Another reason the Gemara says is Yom Shehutru Shevet Binyamin Lovei B'Kal. Yom Shekalu Meisnei Midbar. The Gemara says it was on that day that Hoshea was mevatel the shomrim that Yeravam ben Avot had set up that was not allowing the Yidden to be oyler regel. The Gemara says it was on that day that the Romans decreed and they allowed the Jews to finally bury all the Meis the Haruge Beitar. So we know that when the Yidden were given permission to bury the Haruge Beitar, it was a very big deal. They were massacring the fourth bracha of Berachas Hamazon, the bracha of Atev HaMeitev. But in addition to that, they made it a Yontif. And according to one man, the Amar, that is the Yontif of Chamish Asabav. And finally, the Gemara says, Yom Shepoiskim by Milichrois Eitzim LeMarachah. That was the day that the Yidden no longer had to chop wood for the Atzei HaMarachah. But the Iker reason, which is the reason that the Ritva brings in this piece, is V'tuba'av Shebo Yadu Shekolu Meisei Midbar V'shnas Arbam. Because it was on that day that Yidden chapped that the Meisei Midbar had stopped on. So what's the rest of that story? So if you take a look at the Rashbam and Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and it's also in Rashi and Tosfos and the Masechtas Tainis, so you all quote a Medrash Eicha. So I'm going to read it from the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. So Rashbam says like this, Amar Rab Levi, Kol Erev Tisha B'Av, every Erev Tisha B'Av, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, after the story of the Meraglim, Hayakruz Yoytzei, a Basko would come out, and the Basko would say that everybody should go, and everybody should dig ditches, and lie in that ditch, and go to sleep, and hope that you wake up in the morning. And in the morning, Hakruz Yoytzei, there would be another Ramkol that would say, Yibadlu Hachayim in Amesim. That anyone that's alive, say Moidani, and get up. And whoever's not alive, obviously, Shamteg Furaschem. They're going to bribe there. And every single year, they would go and they would take a census, the Nimtzu, and they would find that Tesfav Elef Uprutput Chasneirim B'Cholshem. Approximately 15,000 people have died every single year. V'kach osnu mem shana, yoim l'shana, yoim l'shana. And this went on for 40 years. B'shan achreina, the 40th year that the Yidden were in the Midbar, asu came, they did the same thing. So again, Erev Tisha B'Av, they went to sleep. And where did they lie down? They lie down in this grib. And Bodku, that's when they woke up the next morning, v'nimtzu shleimim. And they found out that they were shleimim. Amru, they said, Shema ta'inu b'cheshmen. Maybe we made a mistake in the cheshmen. Maybe we're off by a day. So they did it again on Yud, and they did it again on Yud Aleph, and they did it again on Yud Beis, and then they did it on Yud Gimbal, they did it on Yud Dalet. Adis mali siera. Until there was a full moon. And once there was a full moon, they chapped that they got this right. Kivin this mali siera, Amru bitel al kodesh baruch hu, oisik zeir kashem e'aleinu, vasu mishtav esimcha b'yantef. So you want to know what the Indian is of Kolu Meisei Midbar? It's based on this story. And on Chamish Asabav, they chapped that it was Kolam Mason Midbar, but they got it right. And it's for that reason, at that point, they were really comfortable. They were really okay. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, it's a long, hard Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph here in Bava Basra. Tosfos mutches a little bit. What's Takav Shat? Why were they Kolam Mason Midbar? And just explain it a little bit better, right? Who died every single year? It was the people that reached a certain age, they reached the age of 60, because anyone between the age of 20 and 60 was not going to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Meaning you died if you were meant to die based on your age and based on the gzeira of the Meraglim. If that's the case, the chevra that didn't die the last year, it sounds like, based on the rules of the game, should have died. Now, for whatever reason, they were speared. And for whatever reason, they were saved. Ad kidei kach, they made a yontif. It was kolu meisei midbar, right? If that's the case, tzorich bir, why taka didn't they die? I mean, I understand the cause for celebration, says Tosfos. But what's taka pshat? What is the reason? Why was it that these people didn't die? And again, it sounds like based on the xeri, they should have died. So Tosfos mutches a little bit. What happened all of a sudden that these chevra actually did not die? So it says Reb David Yoel Weiss with the following hakdama. V'luvei de mistafina hayomakom loy medaver chadash. He says, I want to say a davar chadash where I'm not afraid to say such a big chiddush. And that is, it's brought down in the Sfarim. Everybody knows this. The Be'er Heitiv brings this in Shulchan Aruch. That any person that's mekadosh to Levana, he's guaranteed that he's not going to die a misa mishuna that year. Now, some people quote this Be'er Heitiv, and really, if you look at the Be'er Heitiv inside, that's what it sounds like. That any person that's mekadosh to Levana, there's a guarantee that he's not going to die. That can't be true. The Haftacha is that if somebody is Mekadosh Levana, there's a Haftacha that he won't die a Misa Mishona. Now, what's the definition of Misa Mishona? So the Rishonim say Misa Mishona is any Misa that's not Kederech Kalado. Meaning, if somebody dies an unnatural death, that's what's referred to as a Misa Mishona. And there's a guarantee that this person will not die an unnatural death. The question is, why? And what's the makar? Where does something like this even come from? So it says Rav David Yoel Weiss, and here's the Davar Chadash. He says, Rabbeinu B'chai and Parshin's boy, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, brings from Rabbeinu Chanano, that even though there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh to Chodesh Al-Pi Riyah, but said Rabbeinu Chanano, that when the Yidu in the Midbar, they were not Mekadosh to Chodesh Al-Pi Riyah. And he says, it's Pashit, because the Anani HaKovid were blocking the moon. As a result, they couldn't see the moilid, and therefore there was no way for them to be mekadosh the chodesh al piriyah. This is a Rabbeinu Chanano that's quoted by Rabbeinu B'chai. Zok Rav David Yoel Weiss, it's pashit, simple arithmetic, that if the Yidden couldn't be mekadosh the chodesh al piriyah when they were in the midbar, why? Because the Anani HaKovid were blocking. Well, then it makes perfect sense that so too they couldn't be mekadosh the levana. This mitzvah that we know as kiddush levana was not shayich when the Yidden were in the midbar. Why? Because the Anani HaKovid were blocking the levana. Now the truth is, says Rav David Yoel Weiss, that there was a time l'chayra when the Yidden in the Midbar that were able to be mekadosh to Levana. When was that? After Aaron HaKohen passed away. Because the Gemara says that Mishameis Aaron Nistalka Anani HaKovid. That's when the Anani HaKovid went away. Now when was Aaron HaKohen nifter? He was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Everybody knows Rosh Chodesh Av is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. Zok Rav David Yoel Weiss, if that's the case, l'chayra Rosh Chodesh Av, the year that Aharon HaKohen was Nifter, was the first time that the Yidden were able to be Mekadosh to Levana. Now the emes is, you have to know, when the Gemara says that Mishameis Aaron Nistalka Anani HaKovid, does that mean immediately after he passed away they lost Anani HaKovid? So, Kipshutai, that's what it sounds like. But he brings from the Halakha Chasam Sofer in a drasha, who says a Dover Nifla, not for now. The Chasam Sofer over there was discussing Chazal that say, Mishameis Miriam, the Yidden lost Be'er Hashem Miriam. And the Chasam Sofer says that it's poshut to him, he makes a brilliant cheshbon, that it didn't happen right away, but it happened after the Shiva of Miriam. And he says it has to be that way, because we know Chazal say that the Eibishter waited 7 days not to bring the Mabel. And what was the reason? Because the Avelus of Misushelach was Megan that the Mabel shouldn't come. So you see, the Avelus of a Tzaddik has a Hagonah. And if that's the case, the Chasam Sofer said that even though Misas Miriam really should have brought with it the Siluk of Beirush on Miriam, oh, but that Velos from Miriam protected, and it didn't go right away. So Zok Rav David Yoel Weiss, if that's the case, in Cheshbin, even though Aharon HaKohen was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, and Mishameis Aaron Nistalka Anani HaKovid, but just like the Chasam Sofer says, that Mishameis Miriam Nistalka Be'er Shem Miriam didn't happen right away, it happened Noch the Shiva of Miriam, who had been the Anani HaKovid when Nistalik went after the Shiva of Aharon HaKohen. If that's the case, when did the Anani HaKovid go away? The Anani HaKovid went away on Zayin Av. Aharon HaKohen was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, Miktzah Yom Kekuloi, they got it from Shiva on Zayin Av. If that's the case, the first time that the Yidden ever were able to be Mekadosh to Levana was when? It was the night of Ches Ba'av, the year that Aharon HaKohen was nifter, which was the 40th year that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Now the emes is, according to the Shittas that hold, that you can't be Mekadosh Levana until the seventh day, then anyways, you're going to arrive in this place. But the bottom line is, the first time, the Choladeis, that the Yidden were able to be Mekadosh Levana was the night of Ches Ba'av. So what happened? The Yidden were Mekadosh Levana Ches Ba'av. That's the mitzvah. And then the next day it was Erev Tisha B'Av. And the Kruz came out and they said, the Olam, tonight you're going to go to sleep in the Grib. And they all went to sleep. And then the next morning, what happened? Everybody got up. And Frey Knoitz was, I don't even know why everybody got up. Because in Cheshbin, really, whoever was supposed to die and not going to Eretz Yisrael should have died and not going to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Lule de Mistafina, maybe I would say a double Chadosh. You want to know why everybody got up? You want to know why nobody died? Because they benched the Levana. And Kiddush Levana is a Haftacha. It's a guarantee that you're not going to die. A Misa Mishuna. Zokhtav W.I. So that's the Teretz of Taisus Kasha. And this maybe is the Makar to something that's brought down by Kadmoinim, and that is that if somebody benches the Levana, there's a Haftacha, there's a guarantee that he's not going to die in Misa Mishra. You know from the Midbar, you know from the Shnas Arbam, that's why those happen, because it literally happened the day after they were Makadosh Levana, and they didn't die, that funny Misa, that Misa Mishra. You know what was Megan? It was Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana was Megan. Divrei Pi Chochem Chen. Half of a fellow Mamish. But just to end with one Hergish, and that is, it's so interesting, the first time the Yidden when Mekadosh the Levana was Ches B'Av. The one month that we're not Mekadosh the Levana right away, when we're not Zerizim Magdil, Chaladeus, is Chodesh Av. And what do we wait for? We wait for my Tzai Tisha B'Av. I think the Baal Hergish would say that in Kenem Advarim, I mean, for sure the time to be Mekadosh the Levana, Ches B'Av, we're going to commemorate the first time Klai Yisrael was ever Mekadosh the Levana. But this is the one time, right? Matzah Yom Kippur is a Shaila. If you do it right away, you wait until Matzah Yom Kippur, Chaperein, another Schus. But Matzah Tisha B'Av, Kula Amaloi Pligi. Everybody holds, it's brought down that what we do is we're Mekadosh the Levana after Tisha B'Av. It's a little bit of an aura. But the MS is, why do we wait until Matzah Tisha B'Av to Mekadosh Levana? What's pshat in this? The only month this is true. Why isn't it? So the Makar is in Shulchan Aruch. The Ber Heitiv brings it. It's in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. It's in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. And in the Ber Heitiv, it's Sivkot and Chav He. Ber Heitiv says like this. Ayin Simin Tov Chav Vav Siv Beis. Da Arizal Kasav. That the right time to be Mekadesh the Levana Chodesh Av is on Moitzai Tisha B'Av. Ki b'Moitzai Tisha B'Av Noilad Ben David. Because on Moitzai Tisha B'Av, or on Tisha B'Av, Shtein Svarim HaKadoshim, right, that's the right girsa. David HaMelech was born. U'mevasrin l'Levana. And when we Mekadesh the Levana Moitzai Tisha B'Av, what we tell is, we talk to the moon. Uli Yisrael, and we tell the Yidden Shasidim Neschadish, that Klal Yisrael is going to be Neschadish, and we're going to have a Chiddush. Tisha B'Av is when David HaMelech was born. David Malka Mashiach. And because Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, it's Daika then, on Maitzai Tisha B'Av, that we go ahead and we're Mekadosh Levana. And of course, the beer to what Arizal said is based on a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Membez Amar Aleph, V'Amar Rab Acha Bar Chanin Amar Basar Rab Yoichana, Kol Mevarich Allah Chodesh Bezmanoi. Any person that's Mekadosh Levana, it's Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechino. It's as if he's Mekabel the Pnei Shechino. Ksevach, it says over here, Achodesh Hazeh, V'Ksev Hosom Zeh Keili Van Veyu. And the Gemara goes on, Molei Zochi Yisrael Elahak Bel Pnei Avim Shevashamayim Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Dayim Hilchach Tzarech LeMeimer Mu'umot. Right, we know the whole Inyan and the whole Avoida of Kiddush Levana. And we once spoke out from the Marsha that the Marsha said, why is it that if someone's Mekadosh the Levana, it's as if he's Mekabel the Pnei Shechina? Like, what Sheiches? What does one have to do with the other? V'yesh Loimer says the Marsha Chedushei Agadis Sanhedrin and Beis Amar Aleph Lefi She Yisrael Begalusan Einan Zoichen Lirois Pnei Shechina. Because when we're in Golos, we can't see the Pnei Shechina. We're very far from being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. But every single month, when the moon is renewed, who similarly Yisrael, it's a sign for the Yidden, that one day they too will be renewed, like the moon is renewed. Says the Marsha, and one day people kabel pnei shechina, hare anu ki'ilu, emphasis on ki'ilu, mekabel pnei shechina already now. The reason Kiddush Levana is as if you're being mekabel pnei shechina is because Kiddush Levana is a reminder. It represents the fact that just like the moon emerges from the darkness every single month, so too Klal Yisrael will emerge from the darkness. And one day, we will be a great nation again. And one day, we'll have David Malkam Mashiach and we'll come to the Grace of Madregis of La'asad Lavoi. That's what Kiddush Levana represents. And when we'll be in that state, we'll be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So when we say Kiddush Levana today, it's Ki'ilu. It's as if Already now we're being makabel pnei shechina, but kiddush levana represents that the yidden will emerge from the darkness. Kiddush levana represents the ultimate of nachamu nachamu ami yomer alekeichem. That is what kiddush levana is. And even though maybe there would, and every month we're makabel the pnei shechina and we say kiddush levana early in the month, and maybe there's even a nice knetch of why you would want to commemorate it earlier as it relates to chodesh av, but there's another cheshbon. The cheshbon is a moitzoi tisha b'av, as we dust ourselves off from sitting on the floor and from the ashes and from the tredin and from the mourning and from the avelus of tisha b'av, we go outside and we look at the dark sky and we see the little bit of moon that's emerging, and that's supposed to remind us that even though right now we're rechoyka mikabalasa, but there's going to be a day that she'anu asidim leschadish kamoisa lefar liyoytzram, and there'll be a day where one day we will be able to be mikabal the pnei shechina again. Mashiach was born Tisha B'av, Moitzoi Tisha B'av. That's a time of David Malka Mashiach. We've spoken in the past about how Rosh Chodesh is the yontif of David HaMelech. That's why the Simon Klai Yisrael couldn't be Mekadesh al Piriya, and they had to send a Simon. What was the Simon? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. We spoke about how Chodesh is the Gematria Shin Yud Ches, which is the Gematria of Yiyush. But the idea is that when we're Mekadesh Levana Maitzai Tisha B'av, it's giving us a little bit of a hope that even in this world of Hester Banim, one day we'll emerge like the Levana. We should talk about Zoicha to come to that point where we won't be Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, but we'll be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. We should be Zoicha to Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomer Lekechem. We should be Zoicha to go back to the days where Lo Yehoyu Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael Kechamisha Asa B'av B'Biyas Goyal Tzedek B'mher B'yameinu Amen.